Okay, thank you, Clerk. I am calling the Emergency Appropriations Committee meeting to order. The time is 11:03. Roll call, please.
Speaker Goodfox.
Present.
Congressman Hamilton.
Here.
Congresswoman Redcorn.
Here.
Second Speaker Shaw.
Present.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Chair Rebar.
Here. Thank you. So everyone is present. We have a quorum. The next item is prayer. Please mute whoever's. Mr. Frazier, would you mind rendering a prayer this morning?
Dear Lord, thank you for this day and for the opportunity to gather here and do our business. Please give the members wisdom as they deliberate about these budgets and these important matters. And please be with us. May the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts be pleasing unto you. And please be with those in mourning at this time. All this I ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Jordan. Committee, we do not have a set of minutes to approve today, and since it was an emergency meeting, I've told the clerks that we can approve those minutes for next meeting. Okay, so we have five pieces of legislation, three which are pretty big. What I wanted to do was to talk about the first two, ONCR 23-19, which is a resolution to approve a request for 5%, a cost of living adjustment, COLA for the Osage Nation, merited employees for fiscal year 2024. And I wanted to speak to that. Jordan, is that amount, I am so sorry, is that included in your balance?
Yes, ma'am. You can see it under the additional requests. It's down on like the bottom quarter of the document I handed out.
Okay. 1.1 million. Thank you. That's the 1,121,201.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I'm trying to keep track of which requests are part of his balance. So if we pass this, then the cost we believe is going to be at 1.1. That'll still give us a balance of 5.199367 in our unappropriated fund balance. And so I feel like we really need to talk about this and address it today in committee because we've got the three bills that it would affect. And so if it passes, what I'd like to do, Speaker, since it would affect the judicial, legislative, all the government entities, would be to file a separate bill with that amount in there. And in that way, Treasury can address it then. That way, instead of going back through each individual budget and adjusting, it's kind of like the same concept that they did with the merit that they've sent down. And I don't know how the committee feels. Here's my issue. We do not have our controllers on the call, Mr. Perry, but our treasurer's out. We know that. It's going to take a lot of work for them to amend the microwave budgets to include the increase. So number one, I think if someone wants to discuss the percentage, number two, how we get this back or throughout our government.
Okay.
That's what I'd like to speak about or to. Speaker.
Okay, so I've been listening to the discussion since we've started session on the COLA and people waiting on numbers, feeling comfortable about what we all have left in the general treasury. We have another bill right after this that addresses the hourly. I know that Congressman Potts has been very vocal. I have been vocal. I'm not voting yes for one and no for the other. And I think that a lot of people feel that way from what I'm hearing. We don't know the fiscal impact of that yet, or do we? Of the hourly. The minimum wage, yes.
Jordan.
I included it. It's I put 115,845. That's based on information from about 2 years ago.
Okay, so I think that the committee needs to decide whether or not we are comfortable with that. And I've really thought a lot about this in the last 24 hours. If we don't feel like we have good numbers that are solid, and we feel like we're voting a little bit in the dark by not having those numbers, I was going to suggest that we leave both in committee, pass everything out the way it is, understanding that the treasurer has got some things going on and he's out of pocket. He has not been here a lot this session. We know why. And coming back to address that in a special session in the near future, like maybe a month from now. And it's just a suggestion. I don't think that employees want or expect for us to pass things out and legislate or appropriate in the dark. They don't want that, but that's a suggestion, right? We can pass what we have out now and come back soon to address the COLA and the minimum wage.
Speaker, I wouldn't have a problem with that because, well, number one, it's not the executive branch's fault or the treasury, because they sent down the memo and we we just put this on this session's agenda to be voted upon. And I think it would have been better, and I think Treasurer, I don't want to speak for him, but I think Treasurer and myself would have preferred that we voted on this during the last special session, but that didn't happen, and that's okay, here we are. And with Congressman Potts' bill, the minimum wage, I agree, I'd like to vote on those. Myself, I'll be voting for both, but I would like to validate the number, one of them's 2 years old. I think Mr. Nunez had mentioned he had a couple of different options with regards to a wage compression. I also know, I forgot about this, but maybe, I don't know, it's been weeks. I was up at the executive branch working with the executive folks on my bill with the restricted land. And in passing, I stopped by to say hello to Kahika, and he was actually looking at the overall wages of the nation. And I think that maybe this would be a good time to have that discussion. I don't know in particular what he was looking at or what he was looking, but it looked as though he was looking at all of the wages and maybe how folks were being paid compared to others, not literal like that person, but positions. Okay, I had presented that to Kahika, the same report prior to me leaving and coming down here to this branch. So I would think, I don't mind is my point, holding off and getting to meet the new HR director, giving him time, and let's look at this and do it in a smart manner. I don't know that everybody even agrees with the 5%. They may want more, they may want less, but I don't mind having this discussion during a special session just regards to these two bills. And that's why.
Chair.
Oh, I'm sorry. Congresswoman Redcorn.
I am curious, Mr. Frazier, because I thought that the number for the COLA, including fringe, was 1.3 million. So I was just noticing the change.
Madam Chair.
Yes, Jordan.
Because the fringe rate was reduced from 30% to 25%, the cost of the COLA also decreased.
Perfect. Thank you.
And also to comment on that, since we're talking about wages, it has been a discussion with the treasurer for some time now about our fringe and the cost, because we earmark our money at 100%, assuming everybody's going to participate in health insurance and the 401k, and not everyone does. And since we have the open enrollment has closed, maybe we could look at that better as well. Anyone else on the committee? Congressman Potts, we're talking about your bill, sir, and we're not there yet, but do you have any comments, or would you participate in those discussions with us and mind just holding your bill with mine in this committee? Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Madam Chair. No, I've been very open about that. I think these bills should, for lack of a better term, suffer the same fate. So no, I'm fine with holding them to go forward in a special session. I'll repeat myself, but it seems ludicrous to plan a special session when we're in session, but I certainly understand the circumstances. So happy to address them at the same time.
Okay, thank you, sir. Speaker?
I agree. I mean, I understand that we're talking about coming back into a special session while we're in session, but the reality is we don't have everything we need. And we are getting closer to the day that we need to have everything passed out. The most important thing is, you know, passing out the executive operating budget. And as we get closer, we're held up by we're held up by ONCA 2395 and ONCR 2319. And the reality is that we don't have the treasurer here with us. And I think that rushing things through and not knowing is, when it comes to numbers, it's dangerous, and we just shouldn't do that. I mean, I haven't heard one person say they're not for it, but we also haven't had the treasurer here with us this session. And I feel like this is doing the best thing, is saying we'll come back and address it soon in a special session and have some interim meetings, I hope. But I'd like to hear from the committee, because that's, you know, that's just what I've been thinking, and I wanted to share that this morning.
Okay, so Congresswoman Stabler and second speaker.
Thank you, Chair. No, I'm okay with what the committee wants to do with it. I would like to have gone ahead and passed them out now. But if, you know, I also don't want to be critical in the fact that we're trying to do the best work we can. So if we feel like we need some more time to work on them, okay. But I don't want to wait too long. Great. I think that's important that, remember, October 1 is the new fiscal year. So.
Second speaker.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So I feel the same as Congresswoman Stabler. I will certainly go along with it. Listen, we all understand the situation we're in with the treasurer and are certainly sympathetic. It would be, in my mind, I could be totally wrong, but it seems to me that we need to get to a point to where if the treasurer is not available, the next in line should be able to fill that gap and provide the information for us, but I understand we're not there. So I will be more than happy to go along with what the committee wishes.
Okay, and I am going to make a a comment because I think I share with some other constituents in this. We shouldn't be dependent upon one man or woman in that position to make decisions. And it has been hard. And I most certainly respect the situation, and we all have been very compassionate and understanding, and that doesn't surprise me. But we have a Treasury Department, and we have an HR Department, and I feel like I wish that we didn't have to depend on one person so that we could address these two bills as such. But that's not in our purview. That's under the executive branch and the way that, you know, they handle their business. And but when we do go into special session, I would like all the players at the table so we can make good decisions, and because it affects our employees. And if you remember, it's about our inflation. And so, Julio, do you have any comments, sir? You or the controller?
At the moment, I'm very supportive of, as we all know, of the COLA and the adjustments that we're working through. I do agree that from my perspective as a new HR director, I'd love to give a lot more input and ideas of what we're moving towards and to assist the nation. Time is of the essence, and I think it's important for us to, or important for you to make the decision on if we want to move forward to a special session. We're ready, and I've even looked at a few other options just to support Tyler, and we've had discussions, but I'm in agreeance. I think this is a very crucial part that will benefit the entire OSA nation, but it must be balanced, fair, and financially responsible as well.
Okay, thank you, sir. Harrison, do you have any comments? Controller?
Yes. Yeah, you know, I support Tyler. You know, I just haven't been very involved with the budgetary side yet. You know, next year, I think that'll be the next step. He's getting me more involved in that process so that I can step in and, you know, help out more in this process. I've been more focused on the federal side and audit readiness and, you know, getting us where we need to be on our financial close process. And once we're through that, then, you know, kind of the next step is getting more involved in the budgetary side. So thank you.
Okay. All right, committee. Speaker.
Move to postpone ONCR 2319 to the call of the chair.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed say no. Thank you. The next item is ONCA 23-95, and I will... Oh, it's an act to amend the Osage Fair Minimum Act at 19 ONC 2-103 to raise the minimum wage for Osage Nation employees to $15.75 an hour beginning 2024. And a speaker.
The sponsor has the sponsor had his hand up too.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I did have discussion though before we
yield.
Thank you.
Okay.
I know we talked about this in the previous bill, but because we are looking at numbers and data that's 2 years old, the biggest reason to postpone this specific, you know, appropriation or bill is that we are literally being asked to through, you know, no fault of anyone, right, other than time, blindfolded. We have no idea what it looks like for a number of employees or the cost current time. We know what it would have been 2 years ago. So I'm supportive of this, but I want to pass this and COLA at the same time And I think that the time that we have between now and the special session, we can get real numbers and see, you know, what the actual cost is going to be. So if no one has anything, oh.
Yes, if I could, to the sponsor. And I do support this bill, but I was wondering, there was a little bit of discussion, but I would love for this to also apply to the Osage, our gaming employees. And we're currently working, you know, discussing their annual plan of operations, which contains their salaries. And that was something that I was just hoping that folks on our Commerce Committee would, that we could maybe bring that up and we discuss this with the board. Because I feel like if we, you know, pass this law, that it should go to all employees under this government and not just employees. And that was my another point to the sponsor. So when we pass this bill, it also affects our summer youth workers. And I don't want to just say employees, but if we could just, because it does affect them, so when they participate in that program, whether it be summer or year round, their pay is also increased based off of the minimum wage. And I just wanted us to keep that in mind in our language. Congressman Maker and then Congresswoman Redcorn.
Yes, I'm not on this committee, but I would like to maybe remind everyone, years ago, I did try to pass a bill to increase the salaries of our casino workers, especially the lowest paid, and it failed. Thank you.
Congresswoman Redcorn.
Thank you, Chair. I'm in support of both of these bills, so my comment is going to be less about those things, but more just me giving my encouragement, I think. Mr. Nunez, I'm really excited for you to be able to lean into your role as the HR director, because I feel like, and I like what you just said, that you have a heart for supporting our treasurer in that. I think if you all are equipped with the right information, that when these things come up and these conversations come up towards Congress, or even just in general to your conversations with one another, that if the workload is spread well between you all, I know that you all work to support one another in your roles. I'm not going to question that, because I can see that and I hear our compassion for one another. I am really excited for future conversations to where everybody can come to this with really good information that supports our people, and they advocate for one another. So I mostly am just excited about hearing your comment, Mr. Nunez, about finding ways to support our treasurer in this, because I think when we do so, when we support him in that role, it also provides good information to this body to be able to get things out in a timely manner, and that's really exciting to me to hear. So I look forward to that workload being spread, so that we can do this next time in a timely manner, but that's my two cents.
Thank you, Congresswoman Redcorn. Any other comments? If not, I'll return
Madam
it
Chair.
To sponsor.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So similar to Congressman Maker, I believe I've filed a bill a few times that would have this applied to our gaming enterprise. Generally, that's pushed back by our gaming enterprise board. So I encourage the Commerce Committee, if that is the desire, let's have that conversation. I'm definitely open to it. The biggest concern is, I believe, or their concern was, the tipped employees. And that was the only thing that derailed those conversations in the past. So figuring out a path forward with those specific employees should be the only hiccup from the gaming enterprise side. So happy to have your conversation start there. But again, we've tried that in the past, been yelled at for including them, been yelled at for not including them. So excited to see where we go with it. But at this time, I'd like to see, with the eye of everything that's been discussed, I'd like to make a motion to postpone ONCA 2395 to the call of the chair.
Second.
A motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. All right, thank you, committee. The next item is item C, ONCA 23-84, which is an act to authorize the IDC departments to expend monies appropriated through the FY 2024 appropriation bills and to establish an alternate effective date. I am the sponsor, and everyone's well aware how the IDC budgets work. I'm going to repeat myself. The amounts that were sent down, you know, that were withheld from the program budgets did not match the amounts presented in the IDC pool budgets. Also, we do not have a current IDC agreement. As part of our movement to get, you know, us back under projected revenue, we have removed the charge of IDC to the professional fees in the tribal budgets. And so you'll see that, and that's part of us getting us to this balance of the 5.1. We also took the IDC tribal supplement budgets and pushed and removed those, pushed those expenses into the IDC budgets. We also took the cabinet secretaries that were, the request was to fund them tribally. We have removed that request and pushed that into IDC. You see that this is a committee substitute. And so before we go through it, I would like to entertain a motion to adopt this ONCA 23-83 committee substitute.
Can you, Chair, you need to say the day and time it was stamped in.
I'm not seeing that on this bill. Do we need to recess and have it stamped in? It was sent to the clerks, but it was not stamped in, and that's okay. This is probably their first go around on committee subs.
I move for a brief recess to the call of the chair.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, and I'll tell you guys why. Because sometimes we've had multiple committee substitutes. So the day and the time, and I'm talking by minutes. So like we adopted a committee substitute at that was stamped in at 10:01, only for someone to come back and have another one at 10:01.